From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The Republican National Convention is underway in New York City, but the star of the show, President George W. Bush, is out on the campaign trail. He'll visit several closely contested states this week before he goes to Manhattan. Today's itinerary takes him to New Hampshire and Michigan. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president. Don, tell us about the goals the president has in this lead-up to the convention.
Well, these are swing states. It's New Hampshire and Michigan today. Before he gets to New York City for the convention, it'll be Ohio and Pennsylvania and Iowa. And hitting these swing states is a big part of it. Events this week get an extra amount of attention in the local media, and the White House counts on good coverage and good pictures in the local press when he comes to town. But just as important, he is really road testing his message. We're getting little hints, probably, of the speech that he'll give later on in the week. Now, we don't expect any really big new ideas in that speech. We're not hearing big new ideas here today or at any of these stops. But one theme that we'll see in New York later in the week is the president talking about the world being in a period of transformation, both at home and abroad. And one line he's been using is, what you're seeing is a strategy that's working, a strategy that recognizes the power of liberty to transform societies, a strategy that says people do want to be free and that they're willing to stand up and defend their freedom. Again, the language is new, but the idea is not particularly new from this president. Also, he's talking about domestic issues, certainly, because he has to talk about those. It's important to voters, and he's talking about tax cuts and ways to make health care more affordable and improving education.
And Don, the setting for these events, is it the same sort of slightly less than spontaneous Ask the President forums that we've been seeing in the last few weeks?
Absolutely. This one's at a place called Nashua High School North in New Hampshire, and it's a gathering not of students at the high school, but of local residents who got tickets through the party, so they are screened. And the event, too, is really more speech than questions. The whole thing goes for maybe 90 minutes, and the questions come in the last 20 minutes, even though it's called an Ask President Bush event. And people tend to stand up and thank him for all he's done. They ask what they can do to help him win. He often gets questions about his belief in God and whether he prays. It really is kind of a love fest at these events.
Don, I want to ask you about an interview that the president gave this morning on NBC's Today Show. He was asked if he thinks we can win the war on terror. Let's listen to his response.
I don't think you can win it, but I think you can create conditions so that the those who use terror as a tool are less acceptable in parts of the world, let's put it that way.
Now, Don, Democrats seized on those remarks. What's the response been from the campaign?
It's an interesting comment from the president because he does talk in his speeches about winning the war on terror. What his press secretary is saying today about that particular comment is that the president was talking about winning it in the conventional sense, that there's not going to be a treaty signed or a surrender, but that winning it will mean creating an environment where it is much more difficult for the terrorists to operate. And that is something that the press secretary is saying the president expects to be able to accomplish over time.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with President Bush in New Hampshire. Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.